The Anderson Family.
It seems to me that $50 is a lot of money for a suit of clothes, Oliver, especially when Junior and I both need things, too.
Well, you can't get a decent suit for any less, Mary.
Homer Meister next door just got a new suit today, Pop, and he didn't pay any $50.
You stay out of this.
Uh-oh, here we go again, folks.
Now let's visit the Anderson family. Well, this whole thing started when Mary Anderson found a telegram on the floor in the front hall where it apparently had been slipped in her absence. The wire read that Mary's Uncle Harvey, the uncle with money, would arrive at 7 o'clock this evening. So at noon, Mary phoned Oliver at work to tell him.
So please come home right away, Oliver. There's so much to be done before we pick up Uncle Harvey.
You know, if he didn't have money, I'd just forget it and let him walk.
But you can't do that, Oliver. Now, please cooperate. Junior's cleaning the backyard and carried out all the papers.
That's fine. Well, I'm going to have to stop and pick out a new suit, Mary. I can't meet him in this suit.
But it's perfectly good enough, Oliver.
I'm not going to have him think I don't know how to dress.
Oh, I don't care what you do. Only hurry home.
All right, I'll come right on out. But I may stop in and see what's new in clothing. Goodbye.
Ain't you?
Oh, hello, Homer.
Hey, something wrong at work?
Whoop, nothing.
Oh, you ain't fired, be you?
Of course not.
No? Nope.
I'm just home to help Mary get ready for her Uncle Harvey. He's arriving tonight at 7.
Oh, ain't he the uncle with money?
Well, he's not going hungry.
Oh, look, maybe I'll dress up in my new suit and drop over later. I'd kind of like to sort of meet him.
New suit?
Yep, just got it today. Oh, boy, sure is a beauty.
Is this it?
This? No, but these are my working clothes. Oh. Yeah, just poured a batch of cement for Johnson.
Got more on your pants than you did on the floor.
Yep, well, that's the way it goes. Do it all the time. Hey, when you get ready to get a suit, let me know, will you? I can save you a lot of money.
I've already picked one out. I'll get it this afternoon.
Oliver!
Oh, gosh, it's Mary. Hey, I'm holding you up here.
Oh, that's all right, Homer. I'll see you later.
With so much to be done, you stand out there and talk to Homer.
Well, he doesn't get in till 7, does he?
Want to talk to me.
That means we have to dig out that portrait he gave us and hang it over the fireplace again.
Well, I'll have Junior go up in the attic and get it.
Well, stopped in, picked out a suit.
Hiya, Pop.
Oh, hello, Junior. What are you doing?
Cutting the grass in the backyard.
That's the
stuff. You say you picked out a suit, Oliver?
Yeah. Kind of a soft brown stripe.
How much?
$50.
Oh, no, not 50. We can't afford it. That's all we have. Junior needs clothes, too.
Look, you can't get anything decent under that.
But your blue serge suit looks good.
Looks good? Why, the seat of the trousers shine like I had them varnished.
I know how to get shine off serge.
You stay out of this!
I think $50 is too much to pay for a suit. Especially when Junior and I both need things.
Look, you can't get a decent suit under 50.
Homer Meister did.
Oh. Looks real good on him, too, Pop.
Anything would look good on Homer. Anyhow, that burlap scratches my leg.
All right. Get your suit. Pay $50 for it. Junior and I can wait, I guess.
Oh. Yeah, the knee is out of my new trousers, Pop.
How did that happen?
Sliding down a garage roof.
Our roof?
No, Homer Meister's.
Oh, that's different.
Don't worry your father with small things like that, Junior. It's silly for you to have anything new.
Oh, why do I have to feel like a felon just because I want to dress decently?
No reason, dear. But if Homer's satisfied with his suit, I see no reason why you can't buy one where he did. At least go look at them.
Look, Mary, at the risk of leaving home, I'm tied up with this suit. I've already paid a $5 deposit.
Well, maybe they'll give the deposit back to you.
I don't want it back.
Well, I'm sure Uncle Harvey won't inspect your clothes, Oliver.
Now, see here.
When's he arriving, Mom?
Telegram said 7 this evening.
Yeah, but Mary...
On the train?
I don't know. It just said 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that's what he did before. No station, no information, just... 7 o'clock.
Oh, and I don't want you going through that lighter deal with him, Oliver. He's not interested in investing money in that lighter factory.
How do you know? He has to spend some time.
He promised to save me all the 1893 dimes he found.
Well, they probably didn't mint any that year.
He's not going to sleep in my bed again, is he, Mom?
I don't know yet, dear. Don't worry about it.
Well, he's not taking over our room either.
Oliver, please, I see no reason for this uproar.
All right.
I wish we could have a nice, quiet home life like Homer and Martha. You never hear them act like this.
Homer? Homer! What are you doing?
a new suit.
You're going to wear that thing out, taking it on and off.
Well, it's my suit, ain't it?
Well, what are you putting it on again for?
Oh, I thought I might go over and show it to Oliver. Here, button up the galluses in the back, will you?
I think you got too much padding in the shoulders.
Oh, it'll pack down as I wear it.
You ain't going over there wearing this suit. It ain't fair to Oliver.
Oh, maybe I could just kind of carry it over on the hanger.
Oh.
You know, just like it was nothing. Hmm. And then he'd ask me what I had, and, oh, I'd sort of casually tell him it was just my new suit.
He'll just be jealous.
Well, I won't let on that I think it's anything.
Well, you ain't going over alone. I'm going with you.
Huh?
I'd like to see his face when you show him the suit.
Oh, now look here. He ain't a bad fellow, Marthy. Hmm. I won't hurt him.
Perhaps you have. Now, when you get in the Andersons' house, don't act like you never had a suit before.
Oh, leave me be, will you? Quit nagging. I know how to act when I'm out.
And take off your cap when you go in.
Oh,
hello, Mary. Just thought we'd run over a minute.
Well, come in, Martha. And Homer, too.
Hey, Oliver here?
Why, yes. Come in the front room.
Yeah.
Hold that hanger up, Homer. Huh? The suit's dragging on the floor.
Oh, well, shucks, you'd think I didn't know how to handle clothes.
Oh, hi there, Homer. And Martha. Who's that with you, a relative?
Relative?
Huh.
Why, nope. Just my new suit on a hanger.
A new suit, Homer? Why, it's lovely.
Gee, patch pockets. Jeepers, yep. Puppets are beauty.
Junior, if you've something to do, will you go and do it for a few minutes?
Okay, Pop.
Why, I think it's just grand, Homer. Just shows what can be done if you'll just take the time to shop around a bit. Show them the cuffs, Homer.
Cuffs? Oh, sure, yeah. Look it. French cuffs, they call them. Don't catch on the heels of your shoes.
You mean they wear shoes with their suit?
Oh, don't mind Oliver. He's upset this evening.
Upset? Gee, Willikers, what's wrong now?
Oh, Uncle Harvey's arriving at 7 this evening, and Oliver thinks he needs a $50 suit to impress him.
Gosh, Oliver, why, that sounds like a lot of money. Why, I got this one for $19.95.
$20.47, Homer.
Well, yeah, Marthy, with the tax. Hey. Feel these goods, Oliver. Just feel them.
I know how it feels.
Oh, boy.
I'm not going to cut my fingers on that material.
Where is this place, Martha?
Well, you know where Main and Second run together?
Mm.
That's the warehouse district.
That's why you save. Right next to the Jim Novelty Company, there's a vendor shop. Now, you go right up them stairs alongside the building, and a man meets you at the top of the stairs and shows you in.
Oh. You mean he pulls you in?
Nope. He didn't do no such thing, Oliver. He was right nice fella.
Yep. I helped Homer pick it out. He was looking at one of them brown suits, but the man says brown is out. It's gray this year.
I see. Gray, huh?
Mm-hmm. Here, Homer, just slip the coat off.
Oh, well, now, look here. Give me time. Give me time to get the sweater off.
Wait, Homer, wait. You can't pull that sweater off over your cap.
Oh, I can, too.
Let me...
There you are.
See, Mary?
Mm.
Patch pocket. Peg top pants. Just wouldn't have anything else.
Probably a throwback from his early days. Did you get a scout knife or a whistle with a suit, Homer?
Me. Oh, gosh, that's a good one. Nope, I didn't. But I did get me a cap and a pair of shoes at no extra charge.
Oh, Mary, I tell you, you should take Oliver down there before they're all gone.
I have a pair of shoes.
Homer, run out in the kitchen and just slip on the trousers.
Well, I haven't done my dishes yet, Martha.
Yeah, we don't want to hold you folks up. Maybe you have some other place to go.
Oh, that don't make no difference. Hurry up now, Homer.
Oh, gee, Willikers, you'd think a fella never had a suit before.
Hmm. What's this? Telegram, Mary?
Well, yeah, sort of private.
Oh!
Know what I mean?
Excuse me.
Oh,
excuse me.
Go right ahead and read it, Martha. Not important.
Well, all right, I will. We'll arrive 7 this evening. Uncle Harvey. Your uncle, Oliver?
No, my uncle works.
My goodness. Where are you going to sleep him, Mary?
Oh, we'll find someplace. After all, he's my uncle.
We ain't got a bit of room over to my place.
Yes, I know.
How long is he going to stay?
I have no idea. The wire didn't say.
Of course, it ain't none of my business. But I remember when me and Homer was first married, his father came to visit us for a day or two. Ended up camping there on me for 4 months. I just put my foot down.
What is wrong? Didn't he pay his board?
Hey, there we are now. How do you like the whole suit, huh?
My, Homer, you look like a leading man in pictures.
Oh, Mary, you mean it?
Oh,
one of them fellows with a big chest and no hips? Hey, you ain't fooling, be you?
Quit looking fisheye, Homer. Of course she don't mean it. But it is quite nice, ain't it, Mary?
My, a pinchback, too.
Yes.
Pinchback.
Yep.
With a belt in the back. Turn around, Homer.
Let Mary see the front.
It's the same material in front, isn't it?
Yep, yep. Hey, Oliver, how do you like it?
Oh, it's all right, Homer.
Oh, boy.
Aren't the trousers a bit snug around the shoulders?
Well, no, they're cut that way. It's the newest thing.
Homer, walk over toward the window and show it to him in the light.
Oh, shucks, let me be, will you?
You certainly made a good buy there, Martha.
Yes, that I did, Mary.
Good buy is right.
Well, Homer, better slip off the suit now. No need to getting it out of press.
Oh, fuzz. I can wear it home like this. I can carry my old suit.
Oh, you'd better watch Homer now, Martha, with the new suit. He certainly looks debonair.
He sure does. And looks well-dressed, too.
Oh, my.
Well, Homer, come on. Mary and Oliver want to talk it over.
All right. Just a minute. Hey, Oliver, when Mary's uncle comes, I'll take him around a bit. You know, show him the sights like.
Oh, Homer, if you only would, Uncle Harvey would never get over it.
You can say that again.
Well, he's always welcome to my cot out in the garage, Mary.
Oh, thank you, Homer.
Well, come on home, Homer.
Let me know when he comes, will you? And I'll sort of introduce him around down the pool hall.
We'll see, Homer. Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Homer, watch your suit now, Pomsey. Don't get up against the porch.
She not only buys the suit for him, she helps him wear it.
Well, maybe it's a good thing she does.
Well, now, let's see. For $50, I can avoid just what we've seen here in the last 5 minutes. Oh, the telephone.
Sit still, Oliver. I'll get the phone. Hello? Yes, this is Mrs. Anderson. Oliver, it's long distance.
Hang it up.
Hello? Dad! Oh, gee, it's good to hear your voice.
Dad.
Are you home in Chicago? What?
Tell him hello for me. He's a great guy. Or is it Collect?
Oh, no, Dad. I'm so sorry.
Huh?
Were you hurt?
Now what? Did he drop a jug on his foot?
Oh, I'm so thankful you weren't hurt.
Oh.
Well, where are you calling from? Joplin, Missouri?
Joplin, Missouri?
You what? Why, of course we will, Dad. Don't you worry a bit. Oh, I'm so thrilled. Yes. Western Union Office, Joplin. Oh, and please be careful now, Dad. Goodbye.
Father on the loose again?
Father's in Joplin with the rear end out of his car.
Oh, why couldn't he have broken it over in San Bernardino? That's a 50-cent call. He does everything the expensive way.
He can't get out of Joplin, dear.
Well, why doesn't he look where he's driving?
That's beside the point. He needs $25.
Now, wait a minute.
He needs $25 by wire.
Not my money. Not my suit money. Oh, no.
Get the car out.
Oh.
We'll have to hurry.
What's wrong, Mom?
Your grandfather's in Joplin waiting to hear from us.
Yeah, and he's broke. And so is the rear end of his car.
Oh, then you're going out?
Yes, dear.
Going out.
We'll be right back. We're going to the telegraph office. And then I must help your father pick out a suit.
But look, if you send your father $25, I can't get a suit.
Why, of course you can, Oliver. Homer did.
Oh, brother.
Now, listen, Mary. I will not look like a sunset with buttons.
Now, back to the Anderson family. Oliver Anderson had $50 with which to buy a new suit to impress Mary's wealthy uncle. The uncle, according to a telegram found on the hall floor, stated simply that Uncle Harvey was arriving at 7 p.m. With bus stations, railroad stations, and airports to cover, Oliver is in somewhat of a hurry to buy a suit. But he has only $25 because Mary's dad telephoned a long-distance SOS for financial assistance. We join the Andersons in front of the store in which Homer Meister bought his 1995 special.
Now, I can just as well go up and help you pick out a suit, Oliver.
No, never mind.
Well, if Oliver would rather pick it out, maybe we could go window shopping for half an hour or so, Martha.
Yeah. You girls go on, and I'll help Oliver out. I kind of know the man, and that helps a lot.
Well, maybe that's best. I do hope you find something you like, Oliver.
Are you kidding?
Well, come on, Martha. We'll meet you in the car in half an hour, dear.
Half an hour it is.
Whole neighborhood to pick
out.
Well,
Oliver, it's just up these steps here.
Yeah, steps, huh? Count them. I'll bet they're 13.
Yeah. Hey, didn't Mary mention something about her father having car trouble?
Yeah, that's why I'm patronizing this moth emporium.
Yeah, that's tough, Oliver. I know what you're going to be up against.
With one of these, Uncle Harvey will think I'm the end man in a minstrel show. Oh, well. Is this the door?
Yep, this is it. Come on right in.
All right, now look. You sit down on that chair right there. I'll pick out my own suit.
That's all right with me, Oliver. My dog's kind of hurt anyway.
Well, sit down.
I won't step in unless you're getting the worst of it.
No matter what happens, I'll get the worst of it. Don't worry.
How do you do?
Oh, hello.
Something in merchandise?
Yes. I thought I'd look around a bit.
Look around, he says. Oh, excuse me a moment. Hey, you. In that chair.
Huh?
Over. Don't be sitting around up here in my place of business. If you want a loaf, go out in the park with the rest of the bums. You're a bad ad for my store.
I'll whack my knuckles right off your beard.
Now, wait a minute. Settle down. Now, that's Homer. That's Homer. He brought me up here.
Well, he still looks like a bum in that suit.
Yeah, well, you just sold it to him.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, the face doesn't do anything to me. But the material does look familiar.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd like to look at a suit here.
Oh, why, of course. Right this way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, here's a little number. 6250.
Well, that's a gray suit. I want a brown. And anyhow, 6250 is too high.
Not that high, huh?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Oh, yes, here's a little model. Just came in this week. Our jazz special. Reinforced knees and double-stitched. Please note the large patch pocket.
I think we're in the wrong department. How about one of those 1995?
1995.
Yeah.
I'm afraid we don't have such a big selection in that model. Why don't you be sporting and pay $3 more and get lapels on the coat?
Well, look, I just want something to tide me over tonight.
Well, let's try this model.
No, I don't like it.
I don't either, but just for size.
Oh, can't get into it.
Oh, come now. You're not trying. Now, together. Just as I thought.
What?
You take a larger size.
Hmm.
But I could let this coat out a bit for you. It's pre-war, you know.
Pre-Civil War? Look at this thing.
I don't mind a joke. Shall I wrap it up?
No, I haven't bought it. Now, look. Oh, look at bell-bottom trousers.
Well, that was just a mistake at the factory.
But I want something in brown. I don't like gray.
You're the boss. The customer is king at the Bijou Outlet Sales.
Well, maybe you'd have something in blue. I prefer that to gray.
Well,
you don't mind.
Well, all right, there we are, sir. It looks wonderful on you.
Well,
you'll get a lot of wear out of that material. I'm glad I didn't have to alter it, or you couldn't have worn it until tomorrow.
Oh, it'll do, I guess. It'll be dark soon, anyhow.
You don't want the cap and shoes?
No. Just the suit, thanks. Well, guess I can go now.
And come back again sometime, sir.
Thanks. Well, Homer, you ready to go?
Oh, yep. Say, that's a beauty, Oliver. Oh, boy. I like that salmon stripe effect you got there.
You like it, huh?
Yeah, sure do. Oh, I knew you'd like their clothes.
I don't like their clothes, but I'm stuck. How do you think it looks, Homer?
Say, it looks right snappy. That model's a little youthful for me.
Oh.
At my age, I try to be more conservative.
Well, by the time we get to the railroad station to meet the 7 o'clock train, it'll be dark.
Yeah, Martha and me'll just take the bus home.
Hey, what are you looking at, Homer?
Well, just looking at your suit.
Well?
Doggone if you don't look snappy in gray.
Train should be in any minute now, dear.
Hey, wait a minute. What are those people behind me snickering at?
Snickering?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know they were.
Well, look, when I turn around, see if there's anything wrong in back, will you?
Why, certainly, dear. Go ahead, turn.
Oh?
Oh, uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Nothing's let go.
No. They left a tag on the back of the coat, Bijou Outlet Sale.
Oh, fine. Come on, let's get over to the gate and you take it off.
Oh, all right.
Here, easy.
Look out,
don't tear the stuff. Just take the...
All right. Oh, this must be the 7 o'clock train. People are getting off. Look, here they come.
Oh. Hey. Is that Uncle Harvey talking to that blonde there?
Why, Oliver, he's married.
I know, but is it Uncle Harvey?
Wait. No, that's not Uncle Harvey. Oh, dear, it's hard to see over these people.
Yeah, you want to stand on my shoulders?
Oh, Oliver, don't be funny.
Hey, over there.
Huh?
Is that... No, it couldn't be. He's carrying his own grip.
Well, maybe if we walk down this way along the cars.
Not that way. Those are Pullmans. The coaches are up this way.
Well, maybe this isn't the train, Oliver.
It must be.
Well, let's ask this man. He looks like he works here.
No. Oh, pardon me. I'm a bit confused.
Well, aren't we all?
Yeah. Well, I mean about a train.
Well, where did you want to go, sir?
Well, I don't want to go anywhere.
Then why did you come to this depot?
Look, I came here to meet one, not to take one.
A wise decision. Do you know what would happen to you if they caught you taking a train?
No. How about this 7 o'clock train?
Well, I'm sure there must be more than one train at 7.
Oh, excuse me a moment. I have to call a train.
Oh, Mary, I don't think we're going to get much help here.
Well, just have patience, dear. It'll be along in a minute.
Train number 7 on track 3 for Atlanta, Reno, Birmingham, Tulsa, Jacksonville.
Wait a minute. Jacksonville, Tulsa, Reno? Is that right?
He's the new engineer. His first run. He planned his own itinerary.
Oh. Indianapolis and Spokane.
Look, mister, may I ask just one more question?
Question? Why not? We have free press, free speech. Why do you apologize for speaking?
Oh, I'm not. I just want to ask, is there another train arriving at 7?
Well, now, that's a fair question.
Well,
but is there?
I just don't know. And if you ask me another question, I'll scream.
Oh, isn't this all? Come on, Mary. One last look before we leave.
Look, there's the last person coming off the train, Oliver.
Well, maybe Uncle Harvey is still shooting craps with the porters.
That's not funny.
Well...
That eliminates the train.
Yeah, we've done our part. Let's go home. It's going to rain.
Home, nothing. We go to the airport. Oh, I wonder if that was Uncle Harvey's plane.
Oh, I don't know. And I'm not going to stand around in this rain wondering about it.
Well, he might be over near the runway.
No one there looks like Harvey.
No, I don't see him.
Good. Now let's go home. I'm soaking wet.
No, we'll try the waiting room first.
Oh, those people who drop in out of the clouds. No notice.
Now, I know you're being inconvenienced. I feel terribly sorry for you.
He could be sitting home there in the house enjoying himself while we wait around in the rain.
I don't think so. Now, just peek in the waiting room and then we'll go on home.
All right, but this is my last stop tonight.
All right. Is he in there, Oliver?
Does he have 4 children and a bassinet?
Oh, of course not.
Then we're on our way home.
Uncle Harvey!
How could he get in?
Well, I guess we've missed him, Oliver. Oh, I just can't bear to think him out in this rain and cold.
Don't worry. He always has 3 bottles of blended cold cure with him.
Oh, I hate to have him catch cold.
Never thought of that. Gee, he might have to stay here.
I'm simply worried to death, Oliver.
Well, we have one more stop. The morgue.
Oh.
And you're going to have to take that trip alone.
How can you talk that way, Oliver Anderson?
Well, look at that face.
Face?
Yeah, over the fireplace. Uncle Harvey's face. With a built-in sneer.
Mm, poor Uncle Harvey.
It should be in the fireplace.
I won't listen to that kind of talk, Oliver.
After I bought this new suit. A new suit. Mary.
Yes?
The suit. Look, it's choking me.
Oh. Oliver.
It's shrunk.
I just can't help it, Oliver.
Very funny. Oh, look at that trousers. Up to my knees.
You poor thing.
Oh.
I'll get your robe. You have to get out of those wet clothes.
Who is it?
It's me, Pop. Junior.
Oh.
Gee, Homer let you wear a suit?
No, Homer didn't let me wear his suit.
Then they sold it to you too small, Pop.
They didn't sell it to me too small. It's wet.
Here, Oliver, your robe here.
Oh, thanks. Oh, if I could only peel this suit off.
What's wrong with Pop?
Nothing. His suit shrunk.
Gee, I hope he can take it back.
Why?
Oh, nothing.
Will you pull these trouser legs off of me?
I'll help your father. He's quite upset.
I'll say I am. Look. Up to my knees. Look like wrapped leggings.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Oh,
wait till I see who this is.
Here.
Might be Uncle Harvey. Oh, it's Homer. Come on in.
Hey, Uncle Harvey getting yet?
No, not yet, Homer. But where's your new suit?
New suit? Oh, I took it off. Wore it down to the cafe and chinned a while with Antoinette Murphy. Oh, boy. There is a cute little number. Hey, got caught in the rain on my way home. Hey, where's Oliver?
In the other room, taking off his new suit.
Can he get it off?
It's quite a struggle.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Hi, Mr. Meister.
Oh, hello there, Sonny. My, my. You're getting to be quite a big boy. Soon be like your dad, won't you?
Mr. Meister asked you a question, dear.
I know.
Oh, hi, Homer.
Hey, hello there, Oliver. I just come over to tell you how sorry you be.
Sorry?
Yep. It was all my fault. Huh? Yeah, that suit. I should have kept still.
Oh, well, you did the best you could, Homer.
Oliver?
Huh?
This telegram from Uncle Harvey.
Oh, forget it. I'm getting pneumonia.
But I just noticed something.
What?
The date.
Date?
I just noticed the date on the wire. It's the same wire we received before. March 20, 1945.
Same wire? How could it be?
Oh, I'm awfully sorry to be laughing, dear.
Well?
This must have fallen off the papers when Junior carried them out.
Oh, no. Now, wait a minute, Mom.
Well, bust my galluses if that don't top anything I ever heard before.
Too bad that collect phone call from your father in Joplin didn't fall off a pile of papers.
Well, we'll leave my father out of this. You boys were discussing your clothes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, I'll hang your suit over the register, Oliver, till it's dry.
No, I have a better plan.
A better plan?
Yeah. You've been telling me how desperately Junior is in need of a suit.
Oh, no, Bob. I'm not that desperate.
All right, so take the suit out and hang it in the rain, and Junior will have a nice new one, just the right size for him.
Yep, and if he likes it, he can have two of them.
The Anderson Family is written by Howard Swart, directed by Herb Litton, and features Dick Lane as Oliver, Louise Arthur as Mary, Walter Tetley as Junior, Herbert Rawlinson as Homer, and Jacqueline DeWitt as Martha. Music by Gordon Kibbe, and your announcer is Ken Peters. The Anderson Family is a Hollywood Broadcasters production, transcribed from Hollywood.